Hello guys, today's lesson is about British newspapers. The United Kingdom has one of the world's oldest established newspaper industries. In the late 18th and early 19th century, as the British economy began to industrialize, as the democratic franchises was extended to larger segments of the population, and as literacy levels rose through the introduction of mass education, more and more newspapers began to appear. The Observer, which is still published every Sunday, first appeared in 1791, making it the world's oldest national newspaper, while The Times, which began publishing in 1785, is the United Kingdom's oldest daily newspaper. Business people, even more than politicians, were quick to realize the power of the press to inform potential customers about their products and services, and so the advertising business was born. While much is made of the freedom of the press and how important the press is to Western democratic practice, it is worth bearing in mind that newspapers are first and foremost businesses that exist to earn money for their owners, not public services designed to inform the population. In Britain, most advertising is carried in newspapers. In 1995, £465 million were spent on advertising. Not only do companies use the press to sell products and services, people looking for a job, a house to buy, or even babysitters also turn to the classified ads and free newspapers, which consist most entirely of advertising. The British media all must follow the advertising code, which ensure that advertisements are legal, decent, honest, and trustful, have a sense of responsibility for consumer and society, and respect the principles of fair competition. Because the point of advertising is to bring your product to the attention of the public, sometimes advertisers will launch deliberately controversial ad campaigns in order to gain attention. The European clothing manufacturer Benetton has raised much controversy by using pictures such as a man dying of AIDS and the bloody uniform of a Bosnian soldier to sell clothes. Images which are considered in bad taste in the context of fashion marketing. More often, controversies arise over the representation of women, particularly if they are not wearing many clothes. If enough people complain to the advertising standards board, the company will be told to withdraw the ad. British newspaper culture is unusual in the extent to which class and educational differences are reflected in the newspaper's people read. In other developed countries like Japan and the United States, newspaper reading is a mainly middle-class habit. But in Britain, the lower classes are also regular readers. Among developed countries, Britain has one of the highest levels of newspaper sales per head of population, and there are over 1,400 different newspapers which cater for a wide range of political views, interests, and levels of education. Although most newspapers are financially independent of political parties, they often express particular political views, and most people will choose to read a newspaper which accords with their own feelings. Thus, if you were to find yourself sitting on a London tube train on a Monday morning, you would be surrounded by people reading newspapers, and you could tell a great deal about your fellow passengers just by the sort of newspaper he or she was reading. There are 10 different daily national papers, that is, newspapers which are available throughout the country and over issues of national importance. About half of these are usually referred to as the quality press or the broadsheets, because they are printed on large size paper. The quality press carry more serious and in-depth article of a particular political and social importance. They also carry reviews and feature articles about high culture, and will generally be read by a well-educated middle-class audience. The most left-wing of these newspapers is The Guardian. You will often hear people on TV or in daily life refer to Guardian readers. This is a kind of shorthand to suggest someone who is left-wing and liberal in their politics and interested in society and social issues. Guardian readers, for example, will be soft on crime, be quite feminist, and interested in green politics. The average Telegraph reader, on the other hand, will tend to support tough sentences for criminals, be unsympathetic to single mothers, and favor free enterprise over social programs. Okay, this is the end of today's lesson. Thanks for listening.